Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Bears.
Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
Man, I need talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll go next to Mark Grody from The Score.
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What?
Host of the Take the North podcast.
Mark Grody. Mark Grody, WBBM.
You're kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grody.
Baked potato. Baked potato.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
You ain't my bitch.
Okay.
We love talking to Mark Grody. He is our Bears reporter. He is our co-host. He is also the co-host of the Take the North podcast. He is at Grody Sports on Twitter, and he joins us live from Hallis Hall, where the coordinator spoke. And Richard Hightower, the special teams coordinator, had some explaining to do. Mark, what can you tell us?
We've all been waiting for the explanation from the Bears special teams coach. So let's get right to it with Richard as he responds to what was a bad game for the Bears special teams.
Message to the group is, hey, guys, that's not our best brand of football. I take responsibility for it. Obviously, they look in the mirror and take responsibility for what they do. But I tell them, you know, I take responsibility for it, and it's got to be better. But guess what, guys? We found a way to win. We found a way to win several different ways this year. And going forward, if we want to be the team that we want to be, we got to get those things cleaned up.
You said you take responsibility. Are there changes that have to be made, or was this just a bad game?
No, I mean, I think for sure it was a bad game. I mean, I think everyone can see that. But I always, it's my unit. I always take responsibility for it. I've always done that, and I'm always going
to
do that.
And do there have to be changes? Like, there had to be adjustments?
Yeah, there were adjustments.
You had to play better.
There were adjustments that need to be made, but that's coaches and players, right? It's never just on the coaches, and it's never just on the players. We're a team. We made adjustments. You want to talk about some adjustments? We made some adjustments to the kickoff coverage after the play that we never want to see happen, but it did happen. So the resolve in the group was outstanding in the second half. And we need to build off of that. And nobody in that room, all right, wants to get it corrected more than the players, all right? And we are going to work night and day to get it all cleaned up. I can promise you that. I will bust my ass, and they will too, all right, to get it cleaned up.
Sir, no, you can't promise us that. What? He's the only coach who was retained. We lost two games last year because of field goal blocks, because of coaching issues and trajectory. Personnel changed after the NFL told you twice, that your kicker was hitting low. then you're retained. What about the other parts of the kickoff unit? Like, I don't know how Samaje Perine ran it back for 38, 30. How many times do I need to go on here? 25. And it's not like the kickoffs are going far. They're hitting the 35-ish. So you tell me what field position that leaves you with.
Mark, I just, the way he's talking, it's like he's trying to say something to resolve the problem, but I don't know that they're actually resolving the problems. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I am. Of course, it's been bad, and all the critiques are correct. I'm not sure what else he could have said up here. You know what I mean? Like, what else? Other than, I mean, he did say,
he can talk a lot
about
his responsibility as opposed to the players. And when he talks about the players, how is he lining them up? Is he putting them in the best position? Like, for example, when the position group on the right side changed for the field goal unit so the blocks wouldn't happen as much, so they could try to get lower levels against the opposition so their hands wouldn't get up, that would be a change.
Well, and Patrick Manley, Layla, laid it out to us. I mean, he was very honest and transparent, Manley. Like, go back and listen to that. Like, he laid out what kind of changes need to be made, and that's what influenced my question. That was why I asked him, like, beyond we all take responsibility, it sucked, it was bad, the player, okay, what are we going to do to fix it? And he did say that adjustments were made in-game, and I would have to assume that there has to be adjustments. What they are going to be, he's not exactly sharing with us right now, but he knows he's in the hot seat right now. He knows it was bad. So dare I say, hopefully it will be better this week. Hopefully.
If I'm looking at every time they had to return a ball on kickoff, and it was at least 30 yards. You know, and I know Cairo Santos at least gets it to like the 6-yard line at times on a kickoff, but you know, there was the kickoff out of bounds. There's the fact that in the onside kick, which is one of the only ones the Bears have seen in years where they had to defend it because they put themselves in a position to have a game late. You know, what did we see? We saw the ball not even travel 10 yards before there was an issue, and it was a violation, and then therefore Bengals ball. Like, there were so many issues with that unit. Yeah, and for him to say players mostly, a lot of that is on coaching.
Yeah, and look, also a lot, it's, things are about to get a lot harder because the weather's about to break. Apparently, there's snow in the forecast for Sunday, and there's obviously the wind is always a factor. It's a factor out here today in Lake Forest, so it's not going to get any easier. Quite frankly, it's not getting any easier for the Bears offense either. So you really need this is the time of the year that you need special teams to be clicking to help out the offense, because we all know what happens to offense around here when the weather starts to break. So this is a bad time. This halfway through the season is a bad time for the Bears.
And you know what, Mark? It's one thing for the head coach to say that about we got the win, but it was not because of your special teams unit whatsoever.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, this was a week in which they did not help. They were bad. They were awful, and they need to fix things quickly. I mean, that's been the mantra. You know, even in talking to the defensive coordinator today, you know, I brought up to him, you know, some of the same concepts of the weather and things going haywire a little bit, and it's all taken into account.
I think the biggest thing, Mark, is because of that kickoff return to start the game, they gave up 37 yards per kickoff return.
But if you take that out,
it's still 7 returns for 198 yards, which is still 28 yards per kickoff return, which is just too much. It's too much. I know the dynamic kickoff is a different setup, but when they're randomly always starting at the 35, the 40, and beyond, you're putting your defense in a bad situation. And what we know about this defense for the Bears right now, they can't afford any more bad things than what's already happened just from a roster standpoint. They need every advantage they can get.
Well, they got two kickers on that roster.
Well, guys, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I know you guys hate it when I talk about unsustainability and bad wins and things like this. This is like example number one. Like, you can't get away. You're not a playoff team if you're going to have that many penalties on special teams and on the team. You're not a playoff team if you're giving up 37 yards per return. You're not a playoff team if you're giving up a kick return touchdown on the first play of the game. You're not a playoff team if you can't properly execute an onside kick. Like, these are the things that I'm talking about. Here we are talking talking about, after a win, here we are talking about some of the bad, unsustainable parts of the game.
Well, and I'm sorry, Mark, to go off, but it's just a joke when you consider that there has been such levels of accountability, and Richard Hightower gets retained, and field goals matter in this league. And by the way, there was one that was blocked on Sunday. And those are what made, yeah, we think it was blocked.
It was blocked.
Spiro.
Was blocked.
Oh, Spiro. Oh, Spiro. Oh, Arch, where are you?
You know, once again, the league is telling you that because of preventable issues, your field goal unit got found out and there were games that you lost because of it. Last year, if that isn't bad enough, we wouldn't be talking about a 10-game losing streak if that were the case. And then for him to get retained, you're wondering why. And that was a complete breakdown in every aspect of special teams on Sunday.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey,
Mark, I'll say this. I understand why you believe, you know, from a sustainability standpoint, because of the mistakes and things that they're making, that they're not, quote-unquote, a playoff team. That's not what this is about, though. This is about, hey, they're having problems. Get better. Continue to pick up wins. And guess what? You can be a flawed team that still makes the playoffs, but they do need to clean up a lot of things. I just think they clearly have a runway and an opportunity with more than half the schedule still remaining to clean these things up.
Yeah, they do. There's no doubt about it. And yeah, this is still a team that is capable of making the playoffs. Can't, like, 5-3 is an excellent start. But I'll say it again. I think all three of us at the beginning of the year did not pick the – well, I don't remember if – I know you, what do you have them, 7 wins? I had them with 8 wins. Layla, you might have had more. You might have had 9 or 10.
I think I had 9.
You might have had 9, but –
it was somewhere around 7. It was an odd number, I think. I'd have to break out the old schedule. And Micah Parsons – fact, it had like a pre and a post Micah Parsons schedule.
I think we could all agree, though, are they not overachieving? That's the part that gives me hesitation. I mean, like, let's be honest. Bears fans need to be honest with themselves. And I know people get pissed off. But, like, you're telling me the Bears are not overachieving? That's what scares me. Because when they're not overachieving, then what are they?
It shouldn't scare you that they're overachieving. You should be happy that they're overachieving while they're finding their level. And so if they continue to overachieve and then actually do improve, they're just in a better spot because they found a way to win games.
I think my issue is you just can't have that many parts of the special teams unit fail in a single game.
But you got to win.
But like you can have, and yes, there are times where the special teams unit has helped pull them through. There have been times where Cairo Santos, for example, deserved a game ball. But you can't have that many breakdowns. You can't have the kickoff return for the touchdown and give up 30 yards a kickoff when you have so many of them in a game and have a block field goal and not recover the onside kick. You can't have it all in one game like that and expect us to be patient about it.
Well, and again, like I referenced Dennis Allen a second ago, and he basically said that, I did dare ask him about the last game, you know, which is always a dangerous thing with Dennis Allen and his want to move forward. But he said they got to finish better. Like, that's not sustainable either, giving up the 42 points that they gave up and the whatever 15 points in 2 minutes or whatever it was. Like, that and he even said he entertained my question because he said we got to finish stronger, because guess what, he knows that you're not a playoff team when you give up. And that's twice now that they've given up an atrocious number of points, 52 and 42.
The verbiage playoff team, let's just say they're not a contender, how about that? Because as it stands right now, they're not a playoff team because they are sitting on the outside of the NFC playoffs in the eighth spot.
Yeah, but yeah, contender is the right way to put it. And look, this is like, and I'll accept it. Like, I've had trouble. I don't like hearing the word jaded, but that's fine. I'll accept that I'm a little jaded covering this team and being around this team, not around this team, but watching this team literally since I was 9 years old. So I think I'm entitled to a little bit of it. And I think that I've seen enough of this type of thing where the Bears are a winning team, but then it doesn't end up good either at the end of the season or the next season and the season after that. And that's the only place that I am coming from. I am dying to see a team that has a chance every single year, and the Bears rarely put themselves in that position. It's part of why I think they didn't make a blockbuster move yesterday at the trade deadline, because they are realistic about themselves. They don't necessarily think that they're one or even two players away from being a contender or a playoff team. And again, I will say, it doesn't mean the Bears aren't going to make the playoffs this year, but I've seen enough, I've been around it enough, and I've been around it intimately enough to know that these kind of seasons, like, if it turns out to be winning and then there's nothing at the end, it doesn't really go anywhere. Although I will say that it's a little different. It's starting, Ben Johnson is starting to separate himself. He really is as a coach. I think that he, from the beginning, he's been trying to figure it out, and he's still trying to figure it out. But that's the wild card for me. Ben Johnson can make a difference with this team. I think he is sustainable. So I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah, that's, yes, the brain power and the willingness of creativity out of Ben Johnson is not my concern. But special teams will remain to be one until it stops being an issue.
Absolutely.
And you know what? People are going to label you whatever you want, but you earn the title of reporter, and that's all that matters to us.
Oh, yeah.
So keep doing it.
People
are going to call us names. They're going to call us whatever we want. Fine. No, I don't care. I'm still doing my damn job, and so are you.
Right. I couldn't care less, and that's why I've remained steadfast in it. And at the end of the day, I do want the Bears to win. I want to cover a winning team. And I've seen, like I said, I've seen enough to be qualified to talk about and know intimately what's going on with the organization and what at times is good and what is bad for the Bears in terms of sustainability. That's just a fact.
Agreed. You just can't roll out that unit and then be like, hey, we got the dub. No, they did. Your unit did not. That's Mark Grody, we look forward to talking to you more from actually in studio. You're live at Halas Hall. Mark joining us, by the way, on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark. Love you. Bears. Miss you. Love Can't Bears. Wait to see you tomorrow in real life.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Friday. Be great. In the meantime, some person I'm not mad at, Darnell Wright.
How could you be?
I'm just not.
He's gotten a lot better over the course of the season, by the way.
He literally picked up Kyle Manunga after his run. He's picking up his teammates.
He's a strong man.
He is, but he also might need UCL surgery.
Eh.
He's got an elbow with some questionable ligaments, but he's still out there for you. And that's why I think it's pretty high praise when Ben Johnson called him what he called him. We'll talk about it all next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and
I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.